Careful, guys.
The transition process is pretty great.
Transition in heaven has been pretty good. It's been fun. Surprisingly, I've caught on to so much material in such a short period of time after being in. And that's it. It's been very good.
How much is to start tomorrow night or Thursday night? Anxious to get on the field?
Yes.
Just to practice.
How much have Wes and Dion helped you, aside from what the coaches are telling you, but have they helped ease you into the transition?
Yeah, most definitely. Of course, they probably made it the easiest, you know, with so much verbiage and as far as signals and other things, the offense, that it's hard for me to get that, you know, Wes and Dion to be able to somewhat catch me up to speed on. And I think with those two, including Tom, they've sped up the process to where I think even with a game being played very soon, I could probably go out there and play at full speed without having to think.
What's it like working with Tom Brady?
Really cool. Yeah, really cool, man. Thomas, he's a special individual, you know, as we all know. And I've been a fan of his for so many years, and to be able to play with him is, man, I mean, words really can't describe that.
These preseason games may be a little bit more important to you than they have been in the past, simply because of everything that's new and what you're trying to assimilate in such a short period of time?
No, not really. Not really. I think what's important for me is practice out here. You know, the better I am out here, the easier it'll be for me on Sundays. And the preseason is important to a certain extent, but I think most of my quality work comes, you know, out here on the field with these guys.
It's still pretty early in the process, but how can you compare this experience now with what your experience is now?
Everything's still the same, boss. No, everything's still the same.
Physically, where are you? Maybe how much do you expect to play Thursday night, realistically?
I have no idea. I'm not sure how that works.
Where were you at practice? You mentioned that you could prepare yourself to practice. Where were you at with yourself at practice here?
I can't hear you, boss.
Where were you at practice here? Like, how confident do you feel with your practice?
Oh, very, very, very confident. You know, again, the reason I'm able to have the confidence a little bit that I do have right now is because I've been able to consume a lot of information in such a short period of time, and I'm able to go with the ones, and that's it. You know, I'm feeling very comfortable. I'm nowhere near where I need to be to be a part of this offense, you know, in a good way, but I'm on the right track.
What's the toughest part of the adjustment?
Just learning the system itself. You know, I come from a number system, and everything else here is different.
You talked a little bit last week about a couple balls hitting the ground that were thrown to you. You said it was just part of training camp, and that's why you're
here. I'm human, right?
That's right.
Yeah, all of us are human, you know? And balls are going to be dropped. It's part of the game.
We just haven't been as many in the last couple of days. Have you?
Yes.
Are you not thinking that? Pretty different. I guess you're getting
it now. I'm different, man.
Chad, you've had some adventures since we've been here. Gone to a Red Sox game.
Yeah.
Wandered around the streets of Boston.
And got lost a lot, yeah.
What's it been like for you?
It's been fun. I haven't used GPS purposely. The way I learn a new city is by traveling out, venturing out, getting lost on purpose. But, you know, this past weekend I was a little frustrated because I was lost for about an hour, hour and 30 minutes. And I couldn't get where I needed to. And that's it. You know, other than that, you know, Boston, or actually heaven, has been good.
What do you think of the new city, and what have the people's reaction been when they kind of see you going around?
People have been fun. A lot of people are not too fond of the Prius that I drive, which I find it hard to believe. I'm not sure what that's all about. But other than that, the people have been great. They've been great. Got to meet a couple of fans at the Red Sox game. And I wasn't able to please everybody because I'd have to talk to the entire stadium. But, I mean, it was cool.
It seems like some of your Twitter followers aren't thrilled that you've gotten quieter or less.
Yeah, a lot of people are upset. And we all know why. But, not even getting that, but I mean, it's just, I mean, I have to do it the Patriot way, you know, the way the things are always done here, you know. One thing about this city, man, and their sports, all they do is win. So that's stuff that I did in the past. There's no need for it.
Don't you feel like you can win and still be yourself?
You having fun?
Yeah.
Will there be any different feelings Thursday night at the start of that preseason game when you have a Patriot uniform on and you actually come out, or is it just the same old, same old?
In a sense, it's the same old, same old, but there's a feeling of comfort you know, wearing this uniform. I'm feeling the comfort.
Is progress on the home front, finding a place to live?
Not yet. I'm going to do something different. I'm actually going to stay with a fan probably the first 2-3 weeks of the season. So that should be fun until I get myself acclimated. I learn my way around and actually just find a place.
Have you picked a fan yet?
What kind of feedback are you getting from Bill
Bryan? Good. You know, the thing about here, there are not a lot of, which I really like, they don't tell you when you do good. They're more so correct you when you mess up. I like that. So you never know where you are. You're just trying to find a way to perfect your craft, which is cool.
Have you picked a fan that you're going to stay with yet?
No. I have, I'm not sure how many Boston fans I have, but I'll just pick somebody out the blue. I'm not sure how it's going to work. They have to have internet. They have to have Xbox. And that's about it.
You're serious?
Have I ever lied to you before?
Well, there could be, you know, crazy people.
I rode a bull. I'm crazy. Same thing.